I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A bill making its way through the state house would extend the age that victims of child sexual abuse could sue for damages. The bill's sponsor, Woodbine Republican State Representative Jason Spencer, says the so-called Hidden Predator Act would create opportunities for victims to face down abusers years later and put organizations that shielded abusers on the hook for damages. According to the AJC, organizations like the Boy Scouts and the Catholic Church are lobbying against the measure. And the state house has voted in favor of legislation that would tax used car sales the same way new cars are taxed. Currently, new cars are taxed on the sales price, while used cars are taxed on the book value, regardless of the purchase price, which is invariably lower. According to the AJC, a financial evaluation of the proposal estimated it would increase state and local tax revenues by as much as $178 million the year after it became law. However, the bill's sponsor, Republican State Representative Shaw Blackman of Bonaire, says the legislation also cuts the sales tax rate from 6 to 7.5% for all vehicles, which reduces the projected annual revenue by about $60 million. A Georgia lawmaker is reintroducing legislation that would allow traffic cameras to be placed in school zones. GPB's Bradley George reports.
Republican Representative Chad Nimmer's bill would give schools the option to install cameras in high traffic areas. He says the bill will help increase safety in school zones where several deadly accidents have taken place over the last few months.
Sadly enough, the people being injured and killed in school zones isn't getting the message across, and that's very heartbreaking to me. I believe a lot of local governments will adopt this. They will install these cameras, and we will 100% be safer.
Despite concerns from other lawmakers, Nimmer says the bill is not meant to be punitive to drivers or to be used as a revenue stream for schools. Nimmer introduced the bill during a House session on Wednesday. For GPB News, I'm Bradley George in Atlanta.
A Georgia State House committee voted yesterday in favor of a measure that makes it illegal to hold your phone while driving. Now, it's already illegal to text and drive, but dialing and driving is currently allowed. The new bill would allow hands-free talk and GPS navigation. And the largest standalone solar facility in the southeast is set to be built on 2,000 acres near Warner Robins. The Macon Telegraph reports that Tempe, Arizona-based First Solar is going to build the 200-megawatt solar power plant. A power purchase agreement with Georgia Power for the electricity it will generate is already in place. Construction, which is expected to begin during the fourth quarter of this year, will generate 300 to 400 jobs. The project is targeted for completion in 2019. And finally today, state lawmakers have voted unanimously to change the controversial name of Savannah's Runaway Negro Creek, which is adjacent to Skidaway Island State Park, to Freedom Creek. The name change still needs approval from the state house and the governor. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.